We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3:31 is the time, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Did I hear right? James Franklin defended by Pat Narduzzi today? Narduzzi going to the mat? For James Franklin? What is...
cats laying with dogs.
I'm sorry. I don't care.
Up is down, left is right.
I don't care if Franklin is in the right about this Iowa booing injuries thing where the fans there were booing Penn State players getting hurt because they thought it was a gamesmanship thing, a tactic by Penn State to try to slow the game down. Narduzzi... says the claims made by Iowa are dubious. They're baseless. I stand with James Franklin. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. If you feel that way and you're Pitt's coach, you zip your lips. You're not allowed to talk. You zip your lips.
What about me? I think Franklin's right, too. I think Iowa's completely full of crap.
You don't coach Pitt.
True. But I never agree with James from State College on anything. But I think
you're
he's
not
right.
Allowed as the Pitt coach to see eye to eye and agree with the Penn State coach on anything, period.
What about on whether the two teams should play each
end
other?
End of story.
What if James Franklin says, I think these two teams should play every year?
Well, then you say, I think we should play Penn State every year, but you don't say, I agree with James Franklin on it. You don't acknowledge his existence.
Boy, you really pivoted away from that one,
right,
pretty
Craig?
Quick.
I mean, isn't that part
Craig,
of the...
it's like trying to catch
that,
water in your hands.
Isn't that part
of the
job description as the Pitt coach? He won't let his players talk to the media the week of the Penn State game because he doesn't want to give them bulletin board material. Now he's practically making out with James Franklin today. He's giving James Franklin all kinds of he's giving him all kinds of dap and all kinds of high fives. And hey, you know, I love this guy. He's right about this.
He could have said no comment. And that could have meant
no.
Agreed with him.
He wasn't
he
asked
didn't?
A question about it. He voluntarily brought it up.
Oh, that. See, I didn't realize that. I thought he was asked about it.
Is he trying to forge a thawing of relations here?
Is he, Mr.
Franklin, tear down that wall.
Is Narduzzi thinking, you know what? I can say this about James Franklin. He's going to be at USC next year, at which point we're not going to be rivals anymore. So I
what
can pretty
he,
much.
Yeah, what if he pulled a, you know, James is right about this one, but if Oregon fans are booing him or UCLA fans are booing him with their up-tempo offense, then it might
be
a case.
That's what he should have done.
That would have been. I saw Feinbaum claims he thinks that that's happening, that James Franklin's going to be their next coach out there. Which I would imagine sends people around these parts into a foaming.
Because, you know, I see James in Los Angeles had some pretty good points.
James in Beverly Hills.
That just struck me as, because I'll tell you what, I just, in these intense rivalries, I can't picture Jim Harbaugh saying, you know, let me side with Ryan Day on this.
Let me ask you a question about Ohio State, Michigan. Remember when Schembechler died? There was that band at Ohio State called the Dead Schembechlers.
No.
They dressed up like Bo Schembechler.
What?
You've never heard of this?
No.
There was a band that played in Columbus, played Ohio State like clubs or whatever, bars, and they were called the Dead Schembechlers. They dressed up as him and played.
Okay.
That was their gimmick. When he actually died, they played the Michigan fight song and like honored him and got a standing ovation. I would imagine you think that sucks then. Because that's a big rivalry thing.
I think
the whole band name is the Dead Schembechlers, pony.
Yeah, I know, but I think that goes beyond football, Chris.
Why?
You put me in a weird spot here.
I mean, Bo Schembechler's been dead long enough.
You have to honor somebody's life when they're gone.
Woody Hayes wouldn't have wanted them to.
How do you know that? Do you have a personal letter from Woody Hayes that backs you up on that? Did the ghost of Woody Hayes wake you up?
Woody Hayes once punched me in the face and then told me this is how he felt about the matter.
Well, Joey Porter must have gotten jealous. All right, Matt Canada.
That was a delayed reaction from Craig. It was like a liver shot.
Matt Canada, man, does he have his work cut out for him, Chris. They got to find a way to fill Juju's shoes. Now, Steelers offensive coordinator on that just a few minutes ago with Colony.
On the topic of replacing Smith's
and Ben's.
Is it more wise at this point to just kind of one guy play Juju's role?
We're not going to replace him at all. I mean, it's what he brings to our team and the intangibles he has. I mean, I've talked about him before. It's a huge loss to us. Non-football wise to me. He did everything he does, everything he is.
Can you stop it right here?
His catches and those things. We'll spread those out throughout personnel sets, throughout game plans, of course, the season. We'll just see how that goes.
I'm sorry. The fact that they mentioned the intangibles first is like a nicer way of saying we're not too worried about him
on the field,
dude.
I keep thinking the same thing.
What he brings to the room, what he, that just says to me, we're not worried about it, but we don't want to say we're not worried about
it. If I were, Juju right now has his own stuff to worry about, like much bigger fish to fry, so I doubt he's taking notes on what his offensive coordinator says. But if someone were saying that about me when I was out, we're not going to miss Andrew Filippone, the talk show host. Where we're really going to miss him is when he's in the bullpen setting his mini NFL helmets up for this week's games.
You'd
be pissed. We're going to miss Andrew Filippone trying to cajole Craig and Chris into having a post-show beer. Like, that's really what we're going to miss about him.
That takes a lot of cajoling.
Yeah, we're going to be able to just slide Zeiss in there, and I'm not worried about that. We'll just be
on
able
the
to
air?
Find...
No, yeah, Zeiss is fine. Great, great Rolodex of people.
You, sir, are a loser. Goodbye.
I mean, what it says really is he's a great person, but he's not really a great football player. Right?
No, it says he's a replaceable football player. I mean, I don't think anyone ever called him great.
I'm saying great person, not a great football player.
Yeah, but when you say somebody's not a great football player, you're immediately implying they're not really a good one either. Like, they're a bad football player.
No, just
that's how I take it.
He's okay, Chris.
He's a better than average football player.
Okay, he's a slightly above average.
Replaceable is a bigger shot across the bow than any word there.
I know, but this is like...
If Roethlisberger tore up his knee or sprained his knee, something like that, and they all said he's so great in the room, he's been such a tutor to our young guys, Mason, you know, but with Mason, we'll just have to kind of do our thing. And the implication was Ben is replaceable. It would be just a massive
shot
across the bow.
I don't want to kick the guy while he's down, but, you know, Juju.
Peanut Gallery is very active on today's show, and Craig knows we can hear him through that glass.
You know, Juju, in a way, has brought some criticism on himself because, you know, he's the one that has said, I'm a number one wide receiver. I want to get paid like one. I deserve to get paid like one. It was a savvy business move for me to take a one-year deal because I'm thinking a step ahead. I'm smarter than you. I know that there's more money available next year. So this is actually shrewd of me to come back and play in Pittsburgh for 1 year. You know, he's saying things like that before the season starts. So, like, in that respect, I think he's left himself open to what I just like. No one is talking about you like a guy that leaves this void between the white lines.
You don't think that's become obvious even to him at this point? It has to have. He's not stupid. He has to have known. Maybe he was trying to speak it into existence when he said it, but he has to have known. If he really believed it in his, like, his heart of hearts, don't you think he'd have thrown a bigger stink about it?
I just think there are reasons for why. I think he probably believes there are reasons why his production hasn't been the best over the last few years.
Yeah, because he's not a number one.
He had Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Come on, people can look in the mirror and come to hard realizations about themselves. People can. You can understand and figure out whether you want to admit it publicly or not where your place on a given team's hierarchy is. You can. You absolutely can.
Has Najee been kind of what you expected?
I think he's gotten better every week. I think you see that in what he does and him becoming more comfortable with, you know, everything that is the NFL. That's unfair to say it's what we expected or, you know, for me personally to say that, but I think he's gotten better every week.
Matt, do you see in any of the other guys some of those non-football qualities you referenced with Juju?
My feelings for Juju are so off the charts, and they have been just because You need somebody to block, he says, I'll do it. You need somebody to do it, he says, I'll do it. So I would be unfair to compare anybody else, and because it wouldn't matter. It would sound like it was a negative about somebody else.
I was on with Papiani yesterday, and the first thing he brought up with Juju was the blocking.
People bring that up about Hines Ward, too, but it's as a reason why his very good career should be a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, he are really good numbers, plus there's a blocking part of it that you can't measure.
Yeah, like they bring up the Keith Rivers play, and it's for enshrinement in Canton. It's not for justifying his existence on a team's roster or his irreplaceability or lack thereof to a team.
And I'm sorry, like Juju's blocking, clearly in the Steelers' mind, is not that big of a deal, because up until last week, they didn't want to run the ball. They wanted to almost throw it on every play.
His best attribute for them was that he was a short yardage back, essentially.
Bingo.
For the last 2 years.
They didn't want him blocking on third and one. They wanted him catching the ball.
Catching like a rub route for 2 yards and diving forward. I don't even know if Ben's going to miss him that much anymore. And I would have told you he was the guy who would miss him the most, because I think Deontay Johnson's playing a lot better than he has.
Who do you think Pat Narduzzi hates more, Matt Canada or James Franklin?
Oh, boy.
Craig?
I think it's Matt Canada, because it's – here's what I wonder. Does he – if the Pitt record ends up being great this year and Whipple is getting a ton of the praise for Kenny Pickett, would he get – would there be frustration there?
I had an offense coordinator. I won't even mention his name at Pitt. He spent 8 months with me, left, okay, to go take one of those big jobs for $1.2 million. And I said, I don't think you want to go, okay? He's like, well, it's a lot of money. I'm like – and I got him a lot of money. I got him $1 million at our place. So it was like, maybe he went for 1.5. I got him $1 million, which is just crazy. You know, like, really? I don't even think he was worth $1 million. But, I mean, he wasn't even that good. But, you know, he's a good friend. I was like, listen, you're stupid to go. I said, you go there, you're starting your whole career over again. I said, you stay here for another year, have a good year, you'll be a head coach. I'll send you out of here a head coach. No patience. Okay, so have patience in the profession. He goes there. Gets fired before the end of the season. There's turmoil all in the newspapers. Even before, I mean, it was a miserable season for the guy. He's gone. Goes and gets another job. Okay, after that. And he's gone from there. And he's been in 3 jobs in 3 years. And, you know, good luck finding. And he's out of a job right now. But he could have been in one place. So be patient in the profession. I don't care.
What do you think it's like when they pass on the Southside facility?
That is just. I forgot how insanely damaging.
Not even that good.
I got him $1 million bucks. I mean, he kind of sucked, though. Yeah, that time we put 76 on Syracuse, that was mostly me.
I mean, don't you think it's also got to be awkward between Tomlin and Narduzzi now because of that?
I would think. Because the implication is, hey, Mike, you're a real idiot for elevating this
guy.
You
got a boob as an offensive coordinator, Mike.
You got that Hall of Fame coordinator or Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're going to let this dope coach him? What's wrong with you?
Wasn't even worth $1 million in my level, Mike.
Who's closer to an NFL head coaching job right now, Pat Narduzzi or Matt Canada?
Canada.
Obviously. Yeah, that's the point. You gotta have patience.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.